Hey guys, really appreciate you taking the time today to listen to my podcast. First of all, I want to show a great form of appreciation for your guys' time. I know, the listeners out there taking the time out of their day to listen to this podcast, and it means a lot to me. I know for me, I listen to podcasts and I listen to books to learn, and sometimes I learn something and sometimes I don't, but I'm still giving up time, and time is the most valuable thing you have, more valuable than money, more valuable than anything. So the fact that you're taking time to listen to this really means a lot to me. Hopefully you can practice a form of positivity and gratitude right now for this moment. Put a smile on your face, take a moment to say thank you for this time. So today's podcast episode is actually going to be sort of a follow-up to my last episode, which was on cutting the BS in life, right? The bullshit, quote unquote bullshit in life, right? Whether it be people, food, activities, whatever it may be, right? Really focusing on the most important things in life and utilizing your time most wisely. In today's podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about social situations where people don't like you, right? You feel like you're misunderstood. You feel like you're not really part of a group, and you always feel a little bit like lonerish, right? You kind of feel like you're bouncing around groups. For a long time in my life, I felt like this, especially in high school, somewhere in college, where I had friends, but I never felt like I belonged in a sense, right? I never felt like I was part of a group. College, more or less, I found my group of friends, and I was very happy socially. But there were a lot of also times where I felt left out of parties, left out of get-togethers, and I, wish I met more people and had different, friend groups. Same in high school, middle school. I had friends, and I'm still very close to some of them today. But I had a lot of moments where I didn't feel like the popular kids, and I didn't feel like I was really understood or wanted. And for a while, it kind of made me feel very down about myself. I said to myself, what's wrong with me? What should I change? And more or less, I kind of became a little bit sad and more or less depressed because I wasn't feeling that I was wanted by, society overall. Really not feeling that I fit in. And bring us to today, I feel quite opposite. I feel like I am wanted by myself, and I have found myself, and I have found that I understand myself a lot more. I don't feel the need for everyone else to understand me always, right? And I've also realized that there are a lot of people in my life who care about me, and I've really, going back to the last podcast, focused on the people who truly do care about me and who truly are making an investment on me, truly making investment with me. I think a lot of people, I have a ton of, friends who I've spoken to about this, and everyone experiences some form or the other. And I think for guys, for example, if you don't play sports or you're not part of that popular crowd who does in high school, you sometimes feel left out. And then also, I think for guys, at least I'm talking from, a guy's perspective, is that I think when it comes to girls and dating, I think a lot of guys are always looking for someone, and they find, like, what are they missing? What are they struggling? I think, I think there's some disconnect for some guys there, and a lot of jealousy plays a huge role, seeing other people have really nice relationships or, really popular in school or in society, and it's sometimes hard. And I think that in the end of the day, we have to realize that that kind of stuff is very detrimental to our health long term, because we, are putting our happiness to an external level, right? We're more or less saying, okay, if people don't like me, then I'm going to be unhappy. If I'm not part of a group, if I'm not finding the one to date, or I'm not being invited to the parties, I'm going to be sad. And for a long time, that really was me. That was me kind of saying, oh, I'm not being invited out. I'm not going out. I'm not being part of the scene. And I think the moment I realized that that wasn't really what makes me happy is when I actually was invited to those things, and I actually saw the grass on the other side, and I noticed that it wasn't so green. It was fun, and I'm not saying that I don't have a fun time going out with my friends or being invited to things or going on dates, but it's more or less not always as good as you think. So the grass, the saying goes, the grass is not always greener on the other side. And it's true. In the end of the day, it's not. It's not. You're not going to always find a better situation. Most likely, the situation you're in now has a lot of benefits that you don't really see. So for me, I think being able to kind of care less about being accepted and understood and more or less invited out all the time. It was me, you know, being understanding of myself and being able to be alone as much as possible, right? Really cherishing the time I can use to work out, to read, to meditate, to go through nature, and also be with people who care about me and who have similar interests. So, you know, taking that love of walking and taking that love of reading and finding people to who want to go on walks, who want to read, right? Also spending a lot of time with family. Family is something that I think a lot of us, we kind of neglect, right? I know a lot of people move out right after college or even during college, right? They go to college and they just never live at home. That's fine. But, you know, you disconnected from your family. You only may see your family every few months. I know my sister, she's in college and she only sees us every few months. So for that kind of stuff, like I have learned to cherish a lot more, like the time I have with my family and the time I have with my close friends. I think that's very important to work on. As when you are more grateful for that and you cherish those moments, then you don't see like the darker side of, you know, not being invited to certain things, right? For me, like I always say like, oh, I never really go out and stuff like that. And I notice it's partially because I don't really have that friend group that goes out every weekend. And I say to myself, like, I kind of simulate the world it would be if I did that. I was like, you know, will I actually enjoy it? Maybe I'll gain something from it, right? Maybe I'll meet new people and it's fun, but I'm pretty happy where I'm at now. So as long as I'm, you know, putting myself out there and meeting new people when I can and having a positive and optimistic viewpoint, I think everything should work out. Now, the other side of this discussion is worrying about what other people think about me. I listened to a podcast today on Hidden Brain about how people get very stressed and very nervous about what other people think about them in society, right? You know, what our coworkers think of us, what our peers think of us in school, what people in society at a bar, at a restaurant think of us, right? What are they saying? What are they talking about behind our back? And a lot of people, you know, you listen to these stories and, you know, I could tell you from personal experience, I know people talk about this, is it doesn't, you will never know what people are thinking, right? You can't read someone's mind. So you may be thinking someone doesn't like you, but they actually really do like you, or vice versa, right? And sometimes you don't know what's genuine and what's not, right? I can tell you through personal experiences, sometimes you have friendships and relationships where you think it's very honest and very clear cut, but then there's some things you don't know about and you're kind of caught off guard. So, you know, that's why transparency and communication is so important. But you know, when it comes to people not necessarily liking who you are or understanding your actions or who you are, that's okay, right? One of the biggest steps to finding happiness and living a fulfilling life is being able to understand and really realize that no one's going to understand you in the end of the day like you do. So why do you feel the need to force other people to understand or view what you're doing? Now, that being said, it's always good to get people to like you. I'm a big believer, and I've worked on how my communication skills, how I treat people, how I talk to people. You always want to build good relationships. I always make an effort to do that, and I'm always trying to improve my skills on how to do that. However, not everyone is going to be your biggest supporter, right? Some people actually may vote against you more or less. I can tell you that there are definitely people in my life who may want to see me fail. They don't want to see me succeed. They don't want to see me happy because that makes them upset. You know, through personal experience recently, there's several people who I can see their actions where they more or less they need that ego boost of seeing other people fail at what they're doing as well. So, you know, that winner mentality where I'm the winner and you're the loser kind of attitude. And that kind of attitude is extremely dangerous. And honestly, from my perspective, it's disgusting. I think having the mentality that it's okay to see other people lose and for you to kind of more or less be happy to see someone lose is an awful thing. And listen, I think that obviously life's a game and there are winners, and you obviously want to be in that winner circle. You want to be successful, and not everyone can be you and not everyone can be successful, right? That's understandable, right? That's part of life, right? Natural selection, it's part of life. But to be happy about someone's failure, to be happy about someone's loss is a very dangerous thing that, unfortunately, especially in American society, we see a lot of. We see a lot of people more or less like saying, oh, I hope that person doesn't get that job, or, oh, I hope that person, you know, is you know, upset or even being mean to them, right, with bullying and stuff like that. I mean, I remember in high school and middle school, people would bully each other to make people feel bad, right? And looking back at that, you know, I'll be honest with you, I sometimes said some stuff that I regret, but looking back at that those moments from my perspective and seeing from what other people went through as well as myself, being the bully and being bullied, is that I did it because I was upset about something in my life and I took it out on someone else. And they probably did it for the same reason. They were going through something that I didn't understand, but they were so angry about it and they were taking it out on other people like myself. So looking back at it from a more mature standpoint, I think it's a disgusting thing. I mean, at the end of the day, it's almost natural, right? We have a human tendency of pinpointing those who are different. I knew at an early young age that I was different in a lot of ways. And, you know, while I wasn't heavily bullied, I think I definitely was a little bit separated from the groups, you know, popular, quote unpopular groups. But again, that's youth, right? That's something that's more or less throughout history, you have popular and non-popular groups. And the funny thing, it's always changing. So looking back now, to the groups that were popular then to today, it means nothing, right? I don't think of, oh, this person is popular. Like, I don't really care. Some people do. There are a lot of people out there who are still stuck in high school and still stuck in college, especially at work. They have that college high school mentality. I really don't. I can really care less if I have five very close friends or hundreds of very close friends. Now, that being said, I don't go out of my way to say, hey, you know, I don't want people to like me. I don't want to, you know, ruin my reputation. There's something called personal brand, right? We talk about that a lot in the professional world, personal brand. Now, personal brand means just being a model citizen and being someone who can be easily worked with, right? You don't have to be best friends with them. You don't have to agree with everything. But, you know, when you come to meetings, when you come to situations in the workplace, have a positive, a smiling face and be able to listen, right? That's someone who's a model citizen, right? Model citizen is not someone who's kissing up or trying to be a big shot or being the biggest person. That usually fails. I can tell you from experience that I've seen people who exhibit a lot of those things, thinking they're a big shot and thinking that they're in the top of the world, that their ego is very high. And a lot of people don't like that because they can see straight through it that they're hiding something. Now, that goes back to being confident, right? Being confident in yourself means that you're okay with being told that you're wrong because you're confident in knowing that you're going to be able to come out stronger, right? I think when we're talking about in society, we sometimes think about confidence as more or less something as we know everything. We're like perfect. Like we're confident. We know the answer, right? Now, that's not true, right? Being confident means like believing in your action and believing in what you say, right? You need to be very confident in your actions. But confidence is also means that you need to be honest with yourself that you don't know everything and that you have the ability to learn, that you have the confidence that you can learn something. So I think ego and confidence can sometimes get convoluted in the sense that ego, you know, negatively is more or less thinking that you're on the top of the world and you can do anything, which yes, you should have the idea of, you know, you could do anything, but that in addition to you thinking that you don't need anyone else's support and you know everything and you're better than everyone, that the moment you say that you're better than everyone and that you know everything, you've completely failed. So whenever I meet someone, if I see a slight arrogance in them in the sense of they think that they know better than everyone in whatever they do, right? Whether it be their profession, their political opinion, their lifestyle choices, whatever it is, they know better and everyone else is wrong, I completely like lower them a few numbers. And I can tell you that like for a while, and I'm still not perfect, I was like this a little while as well. I know best, right? I know what's good for me. I don't need to listen to anyone else. And I noticed that as I continued doing that more and more, it started catching up with me. It's like, oh, I made this mistake. Oh, I messed this up. I lose this person, right? So more or less, you need to kind of go into every situation like a sponge, a confident sponge though, right? Where, yes, you can say that you know things, you've researched, you've studied, you've taken time to grow yourself and be confident about that. But come in with a naive and open mind. Right. If you're very closed-minded, you're always going to have very small outcomes. You're not going to have big outcomes that can really impact you positively. You may have one or two positive outcomes, but it's not going to last very long. And, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes to work as well, we want to say it's business, but it's also personal. People like people because they like people, right? There are people who people don't like. And when you don't like someone, you're probably not going to be willing to work with them as much. So try to get people to like you in the workplace, but you don't have to get people to love you, right? In the end of the day, you need to stay true to yourself. And there are going to be situations in life that, you know, I go through, and I'm sure a lot of other people go through, where you meet people who just don't like you. And whatever you do, you want to try to get them to like you. You want to change your hair color, metaphorically. You want to change, you know, what you wear, what you say. And this, for a while, can, you know, work out. You don't really feel a difference. But there's some situations where whatever you do won't do anything. So you can become a completely different person. You can get a face transplant, and you can change your name, and you can change everything, but they just won't like you. That you're going to come across some of those people, and I've already come across a lot of those people in my life. But that's just life, right? And I think, you know, the message here is that in the end of the day, your life is your life, and their life is their life. They care about themselves, and you need to care about yourself, right? Show care and love for everyone, but care about yourself, because trust me, they care about them first. And it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing that they care about themselves. But more or less, you're not always in their purview, right? You may be somewhere in their purview, but you're not their direct line of sight. And I think once we realize that, then we realize that most people actually are not really thinking about us. There may be some people, but most people are just going about their day-to-day life. So like sometimes I think in the office or in life, I'm like, oh, should I like put my food in the fridge now? Should I warm my food in front of everyone? And I always think, like, what are people thinking? And then I take a step back and I be a little more mindful about it. I'm saying, like, they're probably not thinking about anything. They're probably just thinking about what they're eating for lunch and what's on their mind, what's on their mind for work and what's on their mind for later, right? They don't really care about you. So I think, like, given the benefit of the doubt, think that people really don't mind you, right? They're just living their lives. And as long as you stay in your own path and you don't harm them in any way, you really shouldn't bother them at all. Now, the issues come up when they feel like you are about to harm them. So, for example, like someone who's very egotistic and is a male, sometimes, and you know, this is based on science, sometimes sees other males who are bigger or stronger, who may have something that they don't have, as a threat. So they may attack, right? We're all animals at the end of the day. So they may attack, and they attack by being a bully, by being mean, by trying to go around them. And I've seen this, you know, straightforward. The key is just to let them do what they want to do, and be true to yourself, and know that's whatever they're doing is not true. So at the end of the day, like when we're talking about, you know, do people like us or social cues or social situations, you always need to think about it like back in the olden days when we were like literally animals, right? Or think about how animals go about. Animals want to care about multiple things, right? First of all, they want food, they want shelter, they want you know, safety, and they want to, you know, grow themselves. So they want, you know, eventually to have kids and so on. So as long as you as a human being don't infringe on any of that, right? No one really cares or has any will have any negativity towards you. Now, there are people in life, as I said before, who do try to bring more negativity than positivity in the world, and you know, those people are going to fail themselves. Whenever I look at someone who doesn't like me or wants to attack me, I always say, like, just wait. I like to just sit back and just wait and just say, you know, if they really want to take the time to really do those things, good luck to them, you know, in the end of the day. So, you know, to conclude this podcast, just stay true to yourself, as I always say. Most of the time, people are not thinking about you or not. You know, thinking bad about you or worrying about you. So don't worry about what everyone else thinks in these silly moments, right? Put your best foot forward, work on your personal brand, like be a positive person, be a thought-provoking and thoughtful person, and be someone who's ready to listen and care. And also realize that not everyone's going to like you, and there's probably only a few people in your life who you can trust and who are truly your friends, and the rest are there, you know, for different reasons, and they may become somewhat important, but most of the time they're just going about their own lives, and your path is kind of crossed momentarily, but really wouldn't look too much into it. And, you know, always treat your family right and people who do make the investment into you right, and just do your own thing. I think a big thing that I've learned as well growing up is you're always going to be misunderstood in some way. You're never going to be understood by anyone, as I said before. So the key is to really find an understanding of yourself and work on yourself and be different. I don't think everyone should be the same at all. I think you should be embracing your differences, of mindset and of position in life. So keep a smile on your face and, you know, and a positive mindset, and everything should work out in the end. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and we'll talk soon. Thanks.